Nolte, while Britney Spears smears dead at McManus pervert who flirted with her at age 10. By John Nolte on October 26, 2023. The bottomless black hole of attention-seeking called Britney Spears is falsely accusing Ed McMahon of flirting with her when she was only 10 years old. In her new memoir, The Lunatic Melting Down in Me, or something like that, Spears claims that then 69-year-old McMahon traumatized her at age 10 by flirting with her. Spears says McMahon told the little girl she had pretty eyes, asked if she had a boyfriend, and then suggested himself as a boyfriend. I kept it together until I made it backstage, Spears writes of the harrowing ordeal. But then I burst into tears. Afterward, my mom got me a hot fudge sundae. Oh, she's not lying. That conversation did happen. Guess how we know the conversation happened? Go ahead, guess. Because the exchange is on video. Because McMahon did this in front of the entire world on an episode of Star Search. Watch this oh-so-traumatic and scarring incident for yourself below at the 4:15 mark. Perfectly innocent banter every adult and child has engaged in at some point in their life. And for her own self-aggrandizement, the vile Britney Spears uses it to smear a dead man who cannot defend himself and who spent 50 years in show business without a single accusation of this kind. And look at what the equally vile corporate media are doing when there is a video that proves Spears is lying. Ed McMahon hit on a 10-year-old Britney Spears, I burst into tears. How was this smear allowed to get past the publisher? How many more books does the multimillionaire Britney need to sell that she would falsely accuse a man whose children survive him? This crazy, aging piece of bubblegum has spent 35 years in the bowels of left-wing show business. Can you imagine the real sexual exploitation she's been through? I mean real exploitation. And still, to paint herself as a trauma victim, she lies about a dead man. And I'll tell you something else. Her memoir is no tell-all. I'm still allowed to have an opinion, and my opinion is this. All kinds of powerful men and women did terrible things to a young Britney Spears. And today she's still shielding them because her career comes first. Because manufacturing a provably false accusation against a dead man is safe. But naming actual names, pointing to the guilty still in power would risk her status and future. No matter how evil you believe Hollywood and the corporate media are, you are still being too kind. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.